it's hard to know just how long it took the Apostle Paul and Barnabas to complete this journey that they made. But it's clearly quite a distance that they travelled. And we're going to just think a little bit about the end of that journey and the fulfillment. The Bible calls it its fulfillment. They fulfilled this first missionary journey. So let's read together about this fulfillment of the missionary journey in Acts chapter 14, and we'll go to verse 21. Right at the end of verse 20, it says, "The next day he departed with Barnabas to Derbe, and when they had preached the gospel to that city and had taught many, they returned again to Lystra and to Iconium and Antioch," that's Antioch and Pisidia, "confirming the souls of the disciples and exhorting them to continue in the faith, and that they must through much tribulation enter into the kingdom of God. And when they had ordained them elders in every church and had prayed with them and had prayed with fasting, they commended them to the Lord on whom they believed. And after they had passed through Pisidia, they came to Pamphylia. And when they had preached the word in Perga, they went down to Attalia and thence sailed to Antioch." So this is the other Antioch, Antioch in Syria, "from whence they had been recommended to the grace of God for the work which they fulfilled. And when they were come and had gathered the church together, they rehearsed all that God had done with them, and how he had opened the door of faith unto the Gentiles, and there they abode long time with the disciples." So here we are, we can see something of this map of the journey of the Apostle Paul and Barnabas. And we've come to that point where the disciples had been, or the apostles had been, harshly abused in Antioch and Iconium and Lystra. Paul had been stoned, and they had come to Derbe. And then from Derbe, they were going to be making their way back again. And I find it very interesting to think about this journey that the apostles made. As I've said, it's hard to know just how long it took. Some people estimate that it may have taken them between a year and almost 2 years to make this journey. They travelled about 500 miles by sea and about 700 miles by land. Of course, those are just approximations. But it seems that they were well over 1,000 miles that they had travelled. And this is certainly a big undertaking that these men went forward and participated in. It was a big journey to a lot of places. They were in many cities, many towns, on many roads, in many dangers. They had been challenged and tried and persecuted. And here we find them now beginning to make their way back. I wonder if you notice with me where Derbe is in that picture, right? Almost sort of in the middle towards the top, that little place of Derbe, just where the arrow under 7 is pointing. And do you see where Tarsus is? Right in the middle. Do you remember where the Apostle Paul was from? He was Saul of Tarsus. And so there's Derbe, and there's Tarsus, and over there in the right is Antioch, where they're heading back to. And I looked at this map and I thought to myself, why didn't they just drop down to Tarsus? Now, there's a range of mountains between them there, but there's a big pass. It's called the Cilician Pass, or the Cilician Gates, and it's a very famous pass, and it was used by the apostle on a number of times, it would seem. and he would know it was there. It was a major route across the mountains, and it would have been an easy journey, probably just 100 miles, for the apostle to go from Derbe down to Tarsus, and then get a boat from Tarsus across to Antioch. And it would have cut out a big part of their journey home. But it's interesting that the apostle Paul and Barnabas, they knew that they had more important work to do on their way home. And it's a delight to see just how brave and committed these men were. Let me just say this. Christianity and following the Lord Jesus Christ is not for cowards, and it's not for scaredy cats. Some of you might know what a scaredy cat is. Well, the Apostle Paul and Barnabas were not scaredy cats. They had been persecuted in all of these cities on their way to Derbe. And now, do you know what they do? They turn around, and instead of going home the quickest, easiest way, they went back through all the towns where they had previously been persecuted. You need to be dedicated and you need to be bold if you're going to be standing for the Lord Jesus Christ. This is not for those who are frightened, but the Lord gives us courage and the Lord helps us stand. And that's what he did with the apostles here. They went from Derbe back to Lystra, to Iconium, to Antioch, Pisidia, to Pamphylia, to Perga, to Attalia, and then ultimately back to Antioch in Syria. And wherever they went preaching the gospel, and they went back to the very places where they had been stoned, where they had been persecuted, and where they had been oppressed. And this shows us something of the dedication and courage of these men and their party as they went about the business of preaching the gospel. So I want you always to remember that the heroes of the faith are indeed that. They're heroes, and they showed as much tenacity, as much boldness and courage as anybody has ever done. This was the purpose of them going back through all of those towns. They wanted to confirm the believers in the towns where they had been. And by that word confirmation, I believe that they mean to strengthen their faith, to strengthen the faith and encourage the believers that had been made when the gospel had been preached in each of those towns, as it were, on the outward journey of this missionary endeavor. And I wonder, as I read these verses, whether that confirmation meant that they shared communion with them, and thereby perhaps just established a fellowship upon that ground of the communion and the blood and the body of the Lord Jesus Christ, for that little fellowship, so that when they met together again in the absence of the apostles, they would be able to meet together in fellowship, both on the gospel that had been preached to them, the witness and the testimony that Paul and Barnabas had given of the Lord Jesus Christ and his salvation, and the communion in the body and blood of the Saviour. And thereby their faith was confirmed. So verse 22 says, confirming the souls of the disciples and exhorting them to continue in the faith, and that we must, through much tribulation, enter into the kingdom of God. It's not easy being a believer, and we will have tribulation and temptation and trials. It is promised to us. We will have these things as we enter into the kingdom of God. The other thing that we're told about this journey home was that they ordained people in the churches. They set in order the churches, and then they left them to God. Verse 23 says, when they had ordained them elders in every church and had prayed with fasting, they commended them to the Lord on whom they believed. So here again, we can see that the Lord was using these men in order to establish and to build up and to strengthen these churches. They made the journey back in order to confirm the believers in their faith and to ordain elders and set up a structure in each of those towns, in each of those congregations, so that they would be maintained and so that they would be able to worship God on their own under the leadership of the elders that had been established there. And again, we see the care and the even the administrative provision that the Apostle Paul was making there, no doubt under the direction of God the Holy Spirit. And then we're told that when they got back to Antioch, where they had been sent from, they did something else which I find is interesting. They rehearsed all the things that had happened to them. Verse 27 says, when they were come and had gathered the church together, that was the sending church, they gathered them together to hear the story of what the Lord had done with them. And that little word there, well, it's a big word, rehearsed. We sometimes think about rehearsing when we are getting ready to do a stage performance or practicing something before the real event. That's called rehearsing. But it really means that you say it again. You say it again in the hearing of others. And that's what they were doing. They were rehearsing. And that's what the apostles did. How that God had opened the door of faith unto the Gentiles. I think that's a lovely thing, because Paul and Barnabas here were recognizing that the sending church at Antioch had an important role in this work. This wasn't just Paul and Barnabas going out on a lonesome trail and doing what they thought was good for them. This was them fulfilling the will of the church. And they went back and they gave an account. They gave a report of the things that had happened. And this is what they reported, that God had opened the door of faith. You know, faith is a gift. It is given by the grace of God. If we're able to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ unto salvation, if we're able to trust in the Lord and trust in the power of his blood, trust in the power of the death of the Lord Jesus Christ to save us from our sins and bring forgiveness into our life and a relationship with God and the Lord Jesus Christ, if we see the work of Christ as being the source of that relationship, then that is a gift from God. Faith is a gift from God, and it is given freely by God. It's a sovereign work of God in the life of an individual. Whether we're older or whether we're younger, God works in the lives of his people, old and young, and he opens the door of faith. The door of access to the Gentiles, because the message of the gospel had gone to the Gentiles, but also the door of each individual believer. Their hearts had been opened, just like Lydia's was in Ephesus. The Lord opened her heart, and here faith to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and forgiveness of sin by his death is a work of God. God the Holy Spirit, primarily in that work of regeneration and that work of enlivening and bringing to new life and conversion the soul of an individual, and then coming to a knowledge of the truth in the preaching of the gospel. And it's lovely to see that the apostles had a little bit of a rest after that, because we're told that they abode a long time with the disciples. They stayed at Antioch in Syria for a little while, and they were able to meet there and have fellowship with the church there and recover their strength from such an arduous journey. And also, I think they probably had some challenges to face, because there were some troubles in the churches at this time as well. And next week, we're going to read a little bit about one of the problems that there were because of Jews and Jewish views and ideas from Judaism that was coming into the early Christian church. and how that had to be withstood. So thank you for listening, and we trust that these stories, these accounts from the Acts of the Apostles, will be a blessing to us all.